Hey everybody, welcome to the Max Clark Show. Just wanted to give you all my two cents about what's going on here in America. I know we've been talking about this whole national anthem thing and a protest, the kneeling. Now we get Trump and we got Mike Pence and we even got Coach Dicker who's weighing in on the situation. Everybody seems to want to shift away from why these players are really kneeling. They're not kneeling to disrespect the flag or disrespect the anthem. Now, we could talk about the anthem and the flag in an entirely another broadcast, but what I'm here to say is that if you're against those who are protesting against police brutality, that's pretty much saying that you're anti-black. What I mean by that is that these players and people across the country, they're protesting against police brutality. They're protesting against the excessive force that's being put upon people who classify themselves as black. So when you think about it, America has a very, very serious black problem. What I mean by that is, even if you go back through history, let's fast track backwards to the Civil War. Now, according to history, the Union were the good guys. The Confederacy were the bad guys. The Union wins. So therefore, what happens is that this country now, even though the Union won, the good guys won, they allow the raising of the enemy's flag, which is the Confederate flag, and they also allow the erecting of the enemy general's statue, Robert E. Lee. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? And I know that you're thinking, you know what, Max, these are two totally different things, but they're not. But they're not. What's happening now with these protests and being against this protest, even though they know why they're protesting, that's being anti-black. And when you raise the enemy's flag and erect the enemy's statue, that's anti-black. That's what I want people to understand. That's anti-black, and that's what's happening in this country. So when various things happen like this, I'm not surprised. And everybody else in this country shouldn't be surprised, because if you look at our history, this is what our history consists of. Our history consists of contradictory things such as this. So once again, it's not about the flag. It's not about the anthem. It's about equality. We need an even playing field. We need an even playing field in this country. And so far, we haven't gotten it. We've been fighting for this for years, for hundreds of years, over 400 years we've been fighting for this. So we have to figure out what the solution is. We need people with like minds who don't classify themselves as black to help come out with solutions. Remember, just because we get equality doesn't mean you don't get equality. I think that's what people have to understand. When black folks get equality, that doesn't mean that we're going to get any special benefits. We just want human rights. We're not even trying to get civil rights anymore. Those days are gone. We need human rights. When everybody come together under one accord, say, hey, this is wrong. Stop standing by idly. Saying that this is, you have to say that this is wrong. Because one day this could be your group of people. We have to come together. We're all human beings. There's only one race, and that's the human race. We need to start acting like it. Revolutionize the human spirit.